we're going to take a trip to the Northeast Kingdom, where a group of folks at a nonprofit have created a garden at their office. The idea of employee gardens is taking off, boosted in part by a grant that helps small businesses build gardens at workplaces. VPR's Patty Daniels has more.
We did, these are some nasturtiums. This is that, I think it's a lemon Thai basil. Yeah, you can smell it on your hands when you, it smells so good.
Linda Michnowitz is admiring the leafy greens growing in the garden at her office. She's the program director for Northeast Kingdom Community Action Head Start and Early Head Start. And their central office is on a residential street in Barton.
So we have a small backyard, or medium-sized backyard. And our garden, what we decided to do, was a raised bed garden.
The garden is shaped like a large horseshoe, and that makes it easy to reach all the plants. And the entire raised garden bed is 3.5 feet off the ground, so there's no stooping over to pick the vegetables or pull weeds. So far this summer, Michnowitz and her office mates have enjoyed lots of leafy greens.
We wanted a garden that was sort of a salad garden, was what we were thinking, so that we could come down at lunchtime and basically pick our lunch. So we really wanted lots of mixed greens, but with the generous grant that we received lots of seeds too, so we didn't want those to go to waste.
The grant was from the Vermont Community Garden Network's Green Thumbs at Work program. 7 small businesses received grants this year to start employee gardens. Michnowitz's office received $500 towards supplies to build the garden, a gift certificate to Gardener's Supply for tools, a donation of seeds to plant, and a lot of technical advice. Add to that the garden expertise that her staff already had, and Michnowitz says they have a lot going on in the garden.
Cucumbers, carrots, beets, we have pea pods, as well as peas, radishes, onions, celery.
But the produce itself is only part of the benefit of employee gardens. A few of the 8 staff of NEK Community Action Head Start sit around the table in their office where they normally eat lunch. The garden is also an outlet for stress, says Lynn Forsher.
You know, you go down there and it's just like everything that was bothering you when you were upstairs has gone, because you're playing in the garden, you're picking weeds, you're, you know, picking vegetables and looking at how things are growing, and it just makes you forget all about all the stresses that are going on inside the building.
Julie Lamori is the lucky one whose second floor office window overlooks the backyard garden. Forsher says that doesn't stop everyone else from checking out the view.
The majority of the people that work here, they walk through the door. The first thing they do is they go to Julie's office and they look out the window to see what the garden looks like this morning. So it's like a daily ritual. Everybody goes to the window to see what the garden's doing.
And Lamori and Forsher agree that building and tending the employee garden has one other benefit too.
I think it definitely gives us something more to talk about other than work when we're talking.
What an awesome way to bring us all together and have a common thing that we can work on together.
At midsummer, more and more vegetables are ripening every week. But this office is already thinking about how to overwinter their employee garden to keep it going for seasons to come. For VPR News, I'm Patty Daniels in Barton.
We're quite proud of it. Yeah, we really are. Anxious for more stuff to be ripe and ready.